If you've ever turned on C-SPAN and tried to watch proceedings on the House or the Senate floor, you may have noticed it can be hard to follow what's going on.
Take this morning, for instance. Here's the clerk reading House Resolution 656. It has to do with the designation of wilderness, recreational, and conservation areas in three western states.
The committee amendment in the nature of a substitute shall be considered as read. All points of order against the committee amendment in the nature of a substitute are waived. No amendment to the committee amendment in the nature of a substitute shall be in order except those printed in Part C of the report of the Committee on Rules accompanying this resolution.
It went on like that for 7.5 minutes. As we've heard so often in TV infomercials, there's got to be a better way.
Our next guest has some ideas on how to make congressional activity more interesting and relevant to viewers. And he says that could help Congress rebuild the public's trust. Rick Shapiro is a management consultant for both Republican and Democratic members of Congress. He's a former executive director for the Congressional Management Foundation and a senior fellow and consultant for the Democracy Fund. He wrote a piece recently in The Hill about how to make Congress more engaging. Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
You write that Congress has a reputation problem. A lot of polls back that up. Do you think that the sort of boringness of Congress is contributing to that?
I do. I think it is an important contributor. I think the public generally is very frustrated with gridlock and dysfunction in Congress. But they're also, I think, very frustrated by the inaccessibility, which was demonstrated beautifully by the by the tape you played at the start of the program about who could possibly understand what was being articulated by that person. And for a viewer, for a citizen who wants to be more engaged and more interested and more knowledgeable about Congress so they can vote and be informed, how do they make sense of that? And the answer is they can't. And if they can't, what do they do? And of course, we know the answer is they turn off the television or turn something else on, and they miss the opportunity to be a better engaged citizen. And Congress misses the opportunity of partnering with them.
And these are rules of both bodies of Congress that come from a long time ago, before social media or radio or TV, for that matter. Is that part of the problem? It just needs an update?
Well, you know, interestingly, there really aren't that many rules that guide how hearings, congressional hearings, committee hearings occur or floor proceedings occur. There are some, but it's really basically tradition. It's kind of an oral tradition that's been passed down. There's a little bit of rules, but it really would not take any kind of major legislation or change. It would just simply take members of Congress saying, let's try doing this a little bit differently and seeing maybe if this would be more interesting and the public would enjoy this hearing more and get more out of it. And maybe the members of Congress would find it more beneficial. Let's just experiment and try something different. But I think like so many industries, it's just very easy to get locked into your ways. And Congress is working, I think, very hard right now. Particularly, there's a select committee in the House of Representatives on modernizing Congress that's trying to work on improving Congress. But I think issues like this really just simply have missed the radar screen because it is so much of a 200-year tradition. This is the way we did it in 1786 and 1886 and 1986. Why would we change now?
Before we get on to possible solutions, I want to turn to committee hearings. And some of those have been big news over the last year where people put them on the TV. We put them up on public radio here live. You see problems with the way those are run, too.
Well, I do, although some of those blockbuster hearings, you know, the Michael Cohen hearing, the Kavanaugh testimony and so forth. And I mean, those hearings drew millions and millions of Americans. So it demonstrates that Americans want to be involved, want to be engaged, are interested in what Congress does. But unless there is some major drama, they tend to turn off. But what's wrong about those hearings, even though they got a lot of attention, is they're still sticking to a 200-year-old format, which starts with every member of Congress giving a 3 to 5 minute opening statement about the hearing. So if you as a viewer want to watch a hearing, it means that you've got to sit through, if you're going to a House of Representatives hearing where there's 30 or 40 members on the committee, you've got to weigh through 30 or 40 members times 3 minutes apiece before you start hearing questions to the witnesses, the expert witnesses. Who's going to sit around for an hour and a half, 2 hours before the action really starts? So it's just really a slow, dull, tedious format. And then the questions themselves, you have every member of Congress asking questions, but I may ask a question. four questions on three different topics, and you ask four more questions when it comes to your turn on the same four topics. And we're just going around and around it, asking the same questions around the same topics. And instead of kind of saying the first 20 minutes of the hearing will questions will focus on this topic, and then we'll move to the next topic. So it becomes incomprehensible, I think, for most people to watch this and say, this is an interesting conversation, because it's really 30, 40 individual interviews with one or two witnesses that are happening, but it's really not programming. It's really not a conversation that's coherent or logical.
Talking to Rick Shapiro from the Democracy Fund, he wrote a piece on the Hill website about ways to make Congress more interesting, engaging for American citizens to watch and to figure out what's going on. Rick, let's get to some of your suggestions. You've got a lot in this piece. You suggest one thing, a bipartisan video where people kind of present an issue, lay out the arguments to start off discussions. What are you envisioning here?
Well, what I'm envisioning is most of the public, if you're doing a hearing on global warming or the need for infrastructure repairs or improving education, any topic, the outbreak of fires in California right now, at some point you want to have kind of a basic introduction to what's going on. What we have right now is an hour to 2 hours of opening statements of members who are essentially playing to the cameras, but nobody's really giving a clear overview. So what I'm looking for is just give the American public 5 to 10 minutes of background, good little video that kind of says, here's the problem, here are the consequences for Americans, objective, not a partisan presentation. Just give everybody a background so we can get into the hearing. Use pictures, use videos, use statistics, use all the media that we have available to us to present a very quick and easy to understand picture so people can get right into the issue, even if they're not really fully knowledgeable of that issue. But it's making the issue accessible to the American public, and it's educating them.
We posted a link to your piece on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Rick, Annie comments, explainer videos should be brief and to the point. I would assume almost no esoteric knowledge on the part of the audience for the videos. Maybe repeat at adult levels knowledge they were probably exposed to as children. So this is, you're looking, does that match up with what you're saying, a one-on-one on whatever the issue is?
Well, I'm really saying that probably I would have the committee staff, minority and majority staff, meaning the Republicans and Democrats, agree on what the 5 or 10 minute video is. Make it simple and straightforward, but clear and understandable so people understand the issue. And make it an easy access road to get into the hearing for people to be interested in saying, oh, I didn't really know much about the subject. Now I've got this nice quick overview, and now I feel I really understand the topic. I'm interested in hearing what more needs to be said. So I agree with Annie, yes, but make it simple. Not really for kids, but directly, but certainly accessible to interested kids as well. But give them the basic facts and do what all good television programming, radio programming does, training programs, et cetera, which is give people the necessary information they need right up front. Make it as easy and efficient as possible to download that information so people know how to take the next steps.
One possible objection, your goal here includes the words Congress, Republican, Democrat, and agree. Can both parties actually agree on what should be in an introductory video like this?
You raise a very good point about the collaboration of those words. I think they can, though. I think they're really, if you're basically saying, let's lay out the problem, let's talk about what the problem is, where really Republicans and Democrats tend to disagree is on the solution. How do we solve the problem? But I think agreeing on what the problem is and what its impact is on basic Americans, on cities, on states, on the budgets of cities, et cetera, I think there's generally facts and agreement on those points. So my point is, let's get agreement on the facts up front, and then we can have the hearing where there's discussion of different points of view about what are the resolutions, what are the ways we solve these problems. That's where the disagreement occurs. But it would be also a very good exercise for Republicans and Democrats staff on committees to say, can we agree before a hearing on what are the basic facts and what are the basic consequences and how it impacts Americans today? And just getting that statement up front would both be educational, informative, but would also be a very good bipartisan exercise for the staff and members to be able to agree on what the problem is and how we present it to our voters.
We're talking about how to make congressional activity more interesting and relevant with Rick Shapiro. He's a management consultant who works with both Republican and Democratic members of Congress. Rick, before we go to our callers, let's tackle another one of your solutions. We were talking about committee hearings and how they're kind of narrative train wrecks with this one going, that one going, the topics jumping around. How could that run more smoothly and informatively?
Well, I think what the public is looking for, and I think what members of Congress are looking for, is a meaningful discussion in those hearings. And what we have is a bunch of questions that are being read by members of Congress that are written by their staff. They're obviously asking some of their own questions as well, but it's basically a fairly rote process. What I'm looking for is creating a more robust process where there's a really interesting conversation amongst the expert witnesses, Republicans and Democrats in the hearing room. And why not bring the American public into the conversation? Why not? We have the technology that we didn't have 30 years ago or 20 years ago. Why not let the American public be able to provide calls the same way that you're going to have callers in this show potentially? Create the same opportunity. Let the American public engage in the process and say, this is a fascinating hearing. I'd like to know the answer to the following questions. And let members of Congress be able to talk with each other instead of just simply asking questions of witnesses. Why not make it an interesting problem-solving discussion? And why not create the opportunity for people who are working and can't participate and listen to a hearing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, come home and listen to a 30-minute podcast or a 30-minute video summary of what happened in a 4-hour hearing today. Why not be able to reduce it to 30 minutes and have interested Americans saying, I got a great, wonderful summary of this hearing that I'm interested about. The idea really is build a partnership with the American public. And we now have the technology that we didn't have for most of our 200-plus year history to create a partnership where Americans can watch Congress, can be can hold their members accountable, and be interested and involved in what Congress is doing on a daily basis. But Congress is doing everything it can to discourage us from paying attention, even though we have this wide open access to what Congress is doing and how it's doing it.
You mentioned podcasts, and in your piece, I think you talk about social media. Do you have a vision for ways to engage with the public via whatever form of social media?
I don't. And the ideas I suggest really aren't meant to be, here's the best ideas. It's just the point I really wanted to make was if anybody in the public thinks about what's interesting about program, what do they like about television, what are they like interesting about radio programs or training programs they attend to or whatever, and how does this apply to Congress, I think almost anybody would say, I could make that format more interesting, more enjoyable, more accessible to millions of more Americans. And my point is, why aren't members of Congress doing the same thing and saying, let's be innovative and think about, rather than taking this format that we've adopted and carried forward for 200 years, why not see if we can innovate and improve upon it? And so I could probably play with social media ideas, but I'm sure there's some of your callers could probably come up with wonderful ideas of, if you saw an interesting idea in a hearing, how could you apply it to a social media format and make it more useful to the American public, and how to make those things go viral and engage more people. The point is, I think there's a wonderful opportunity for Congress and the American public to partner and say, let's figure out how to make the work of Congress more interesting so it better meets the needs of the American public, so you're more interested in it, you find it more interesting and more accessible. And quite frankly, members of Congress find it more interesting and more accessible because they tend to tune out from floor proceedings and committee hearings as well, because they recognize it's basically political theater and it's really not meant to be a useful, serious conversation. They'd love it to be a more serious conversation. The format really doesn't allow for it. And what I'm saying is, then let's change the format.
Rick Shapiro is with us talking about ways to make Congress more interesting. He wrote a piece about this in The Hill. We'll go to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Iris is with us in Waukesha. Iris, hi.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to say, I think instead of just numbers, they should have to give headings and subheadings, you know, like regarding the sale of the wetlands for, you know, and I really don't think they want to take the time to make it more interesting. It just flies along like this without any input. They don't have to, you know, accept any input. It's decided already. If people don't, if you, you know what I mean?
Iris, I gotcha. So Iris is worried that Congress is doing what it wants to do. It doesn't necessarily want the public to be that aware of what they're doing, I guess, Rick.
Yeah, no, actually, if you think about this, and I work with dozens and dozens of House and Senate, Republican and Democratic congressional offices, one of their greatest needs and desires is for every member of Congress is, how do I better connect with my constituents? Because they're my voters. How do I make them, how do I make it appear that I'm really interested in what they're doing? How do I demonstrate my interest? How do I stay closer abreast and engage with their concerns? And they're doing everything they can at their own office level to do this. But I think Iris's point is a very good point, which is, if you ask the clerk of the House or the secretary of the Senate, or the people who are involved in reading, you know, House H.R. 4211 and reading these, you know, the title of the bill and going through this arcane language, has anybody stopped and said, when we started doing this in the 1800s or the late, you know, 1700s, there was nobody paying attention on television or radio, but now they are. And this language is completely inaccessible to the American public. Let's change the language a little bit so viewers can really be knowledgeable, interested, and find watching and understanding Congress something that they enjoy doing. And I don't think anybody's just taken the time to say, how do we make this better? But I agree with you, Iris. There should be more than numbers, and there should be some explanations about what the bill is and what it achieves, what it attempts to do. And there should be, you know, take 20 seconds to give a moment background. That would make it a much more engaging proceeding for the American public.
Iris, thanks for the call. We'll go to Rick now with us in Rhinelander. Rick, hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I think the presenter makes a very good case. However, I think Iris makes the important point. There has to be a desire among our legislators to actually want to engage the public. As an example, here in Wisconsin, we never have our elected representatives, for instance, Senator Johnson and Senator Duffy, Representative Duffy, who used to be our representative here in northern Wisconsin, would never have town hall meetings. When I call their offices and say, hey, I'd like to engage the representative or the senator, they say, well, he's going to have a telephone town hall, which was a, you know, highly selected thing. There were screeners and just simply wasn't an engagement. So there has to be a desire first, which I don't believe exists. And the second point is this, Rick made the point that if you could have Democrats and Republicans agree on objective facts, then they could discuss their policy prescriptions. The reality is we live in a time where we hear things like alternative facts, and there is no truth, as Mr. Giuliani said. And consequently, you hear things that are frankly, falsehoods.
Rick, thanks for the call. Rick Shapiro, what do you think? You could take that wherever you want.
I would agree with the critique. I think it would be a very good exercise for members of Congress and their staff to agree on the facts and say we have to present at the start of the hearing today a set of facts and a general short narrative about this issue. Can we agree on what the facts are? That would be very useful to force Republicans and Democrats to begin the process by saying we need to agree on the facts. I do think, to your other point, I do think that members of Congress are very interested in engaging with the public. They are scared about some of the old formats like town hall meetings, which have been going on for, you know, centuries now, because town hall meetings have been taken over often by organizations, and members are saying, I come to this meeting and I run the risk of being ambushed by, you know, 75 people who are there to simply ambush me and create some kind of bad visual. So a lot of members of Congress said we're not going to do that because we can't really control the format and ensure that really it is a productive conversation. It's a shame. It's a problem. But this applies to the same thing that I'm talking about other formats. If that's the case, then let's come up with some new formats that members can use back in the district that allows for a much more robust and interesting exchange between constituents and members of Congress and constituents with themselves, because it's really important for for constituents, Republicans and Democrats and moderates, to also be talking about these issues, which they really have very few forums to do that. So I agree. I wish more members would do town hall meetings, but I also understand why many of them don't. We need new formats for those as well.
Rick, thanks a lot for that call. In our last few minutes, Rick Shapiro, do you think, as you said, you've worked with people in Congress, you've worked with staff people, is there an appetite to maybe tackle some of these issues, make things more transparent, and bring the public back into the process?
I think there really is. And as I mentioned before, there is something called the House Select Committee on the Modernization of Congress, which was a committee that was created of six Republicans and six Democrats. Who were given a one-year mandate to look at Congress and figure out, look at the House and figure out how to modernize processes in the House. And they have been very enthusiastically, and actually one of the members is Representative Pocan from Wisconsin, who's been a very active and effective member. So he is, I think, as well as the other 11 colleagues on the committee, they're working very hard to do this, to try to modernize Congress and bring it up to the 21st century. I think there, and they've gotten dozens and dozens of other members to testify. There's, I think, a lot of interest in moving forward.
And we leave it there. Thanks to Rick Shapiro. You can read more in The Hill.